Rabbi said, if you would like to look along at the source sheets, it's a little bit different. I didn't put the actual svarim, I just have the notes itself. Tonight's shiur is sponsored by Zabel Perlman in honor of our dear Aryeh on the future marriage son David, the wonderful Kala, Nechi, Achayim, and fourth name of Avraham ben Basha. So let's talk about what this shiur is going to be about. So we're going into Parsha Shkolim. So let's get a little bit of a background of, it's not exactly Mamish Shkolim, but it's closely related to it. And I believe if one with the keen mind will open up a completely new horizon of something you didn't know before. Let's start, make it into parts. Part one. I didn't number the sheets. So if you want to follow along, you really have to.
The shiur's main topic is, why is it Machzit Shekel?
The shiur's main topic is the manifestation of Shkolim regarding our lives. Part one, the Mishnah of Brachas brings down that you are the chiyuv to daven shachris. And the Mishnah says that tefillas hashachar is ad chatzos. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it's not till chatzos, it's 4 hours. Then the Mishnah speaks about mincha. When's mincha? Rabbi Yehuda said, no, till plag. So it speaks about shachris mincha. Then it speaks about ma'ariv, tefillas erev in lekeva. And then, only then, it speaks about musaf. B'shal musaf m'kol ha'yoyim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you could do it only till 7 hours into the day. Tosfos asked a question on this Mishnah. So we have a Mishnah. It speaks about Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, and then it goes to Musaf. Tosfos asked a question that you would have never thought about if not for the fact Tosfos asked it. I mean, I didn't think about it before I saw the Tosfos, but it's such a simple question. Frek Tosfos, why did the Tana say Mincha and Ma'ariv before Musaf? Musaf, regarding the order of the day, is before Mincha Ma'ariv. Musaf is after Shachris. Avay Frek Taisus. So Taisus asked the Kasha, why is it that when the Tana of our Mishnah, says Musaf, it speaks about it after the order of the day? It should have spoken about Shachris. Should Musaf, Mincha the Ma'ariv. And for Taisus, the reason why Mincha goes before Musaf is as the way our good friend Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Lowenthal, because of Tadir. Taisa says, Meshum Shei Tadira B'chol Yom. But listen to the words, Shei Tadira B'chol Yom, that it is Tadir, more common B'chol Yom, even though Musaf come before. So, a beautiful pshat, it's Tadir B'chol Yom. What did that mean? Very simple. We know Tadir Shaini Tadir Tadir Kaidim. What's common and less common, the common thing goes first. Says Taisvis, Mincha is way more common than Musaf. In fact, if somebody is missing Musaf and now he's standing before Mincha, what's the halacha? Which one should he do first? Mincha. Somebody asked me today, he's like, I don't understand. When I'm in by Simchas Torah, we end up davening Musaf after Mincha time. So really, what should be is that we should daven Mincha before Musaf. This is what he asked me. What was he talking about? Yeshiva of Staten Island, because the Akafis go very long. Akapanim, whatever the reason is, we know that Musaf is the less Tadir, it's less common than Mincha, and that's why the order of the Mishnah is what's more common to less common. This is what Taisus answers. Now, there is a different girsa in Taisus that the Noid of Yehuda had. The Noid of Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Lowi, which he had the sefer called the Tzlach. The Tzlach in Noid of Yehuda on the Gemara says that he had a different girsa. Taisus' lashon is that Musaf is different because Shehi Tadira B'chol Yoyim. Mincha Ma'ariv are Tadir B'chol Yoyim. The lashon of the girsa of the Tzlach, it's missing a word, Yoyim. The way the Tzlach saw Taisus was that Most of it's different. Shehi tadira bichol. Not bichol yoim. Now, what's the difference? It is tadir bichol. What does it mean, tadir bichol? What does that mean? That means mincha mayriv, the way we understand it, is tadir because every single day you have mincha mayriv and you only have musaf. It's an anomaly. It's not the normal thing. That's the way we understand it. That Taisus says the reason why mincha mayriv go before musaf is because the tadir is common every single day, whereas musaf is not. But that is not so. That is not so according to the way the tzlach has. Shei tadir b'chol. Comes along the tzlach, he says, what in the world does it mean? He says that it means something else. The word b'chol is coming to teach you a shaila that he has. The lashon of the tzlach is, ani mistapik, I have a suffix. If you want to see, it's on the next page, like the fifth line. Right in the middle of the line. Shani mistapik em tfilta musafit neheged b'nashim. Is musaf neheged by women? Do women have a chiyuv? Do women have a chiyuv to daven musaf? What's the shail of the tzlach? Because musaf is a mitzvah sasei shezman grama. Why? Why do we daven musaf? Because uneshalma parah musaf haseinu. Uneshalma parah musaf haseinu means our lips are going to be able to complete the oxen that we have to bring for the karbonis. So therefore, well, karbonis have to be brought at a specific time. Karbonis have to be brought at a specific time. Says the tzlach, if karbonis have to be brought at a specific time, so it's a mitzvah to say, shezman grama. Therefore, says the tzlach, the halacha should be that women who are not mechuyev in a mitzvah to say, shezman grama, because women cannot be bound to time because they have to take care of their kids. They have to take care of the kids. David, women, they take care of the kids.
Isn't all Shachris mental mind also as
Mandarin? Oh. Instead of the Tzlach, Urin is like, wait 1 second. What about Shachris mental mind? Now, you could say, well, Shachris mental mind, maybe it's only the Rabbanon, but we know the Tzitzis bring down a bracha, even on the mitzvah to say the Rabbanon, that says Mandarin women are potter. So the Gemara itself addresses it, and the Gemara says, Shani Tfila derachmi. Tfila is different because it's Rachmanis. And therefore, what? You have to know what the Gemara is saying. Because it's Rachmanis, is it that although it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama, still nevertheless women are Mechoyev? Or being that it's Rachmi, it's not considered a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama because you need Rachmanis all the time. However you want to say it, Tfila, we understand that women are Mechoyev, even if you would have thought it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama, because it is Rachmi. That's what the Gemara brings down in Bracha Tafchaf Amidbeis. However, Musaf is not Rachmi. Musaf is not Rachmi. Even though Shabbos, you would say, well, it's not Rachmi on Shabbos, the answer is not true, because Shabbos is really, in essence, it's similar to the Shemayna Esri. It's taking place of the Shemayna Esri of the week. Not only that, according to the Gemara, the reason why we don't do the full Shemana Esrei by Shabbos is we don't want to be matriach people. Even though you could ask me, you don't want to be matriach people. You have such a long psuke de Zimra. Yeah, this is a great question. But Akal Panim, the point is tefillah, women are mechuyev. Women tefillah, when it comes to regular davening, women are mechuyev in it. However, said the tzlach, maybe it's different when it comes to musaf, because it's not considered rachmi. It's all a chiyuv of a carbon to bring. So therefore, and for that reason, you know tashlumen. You can't make up musaf. You can make up shachris mincha mayriv. So the question is, maybe it's a mitzvah to say shezman grama. Says the tzlach, that's what Taisus means to say. Taisus says, you want to know why the Mishnah brings down Shachris, Mincha, Mayriv, then Musaf. We have said because, well, it's more Tadir. Says the Tzlach, no, it's much more than that. Tadir means that number one is Tadir. You're right. What does it mean, Shehi Tadir Bechol, not Bechol Yoim? Bechol means another point that everybody is Mechoyev in it. Whereas Musaf, not everybody's Mechoyev in it. She Tadira. Number one, and Bechol, said the Tzlach. Where did the Kamshat? I mean, we don't have that Gersa, because we have Bechol Yoim. But in the slach, it's an unbelievable pshat. Oh. That the pshat is that everybody's mechayiv in shachras mincha ma'ariv. Everybody's mechayiv. We have musaf, not everybody's mechayiv, and that's what Tosfos is bringing down. But musaf is a mitzvah asei shazman grama. It's a mitzvah asei shazman grama, and therefore women are going to be putter in tefilas musaf.
All because hayom is not there.
All because hayom is not there. Unbelievable chiddush. This slach, you would say, okay, Rabbi, that's a great shtickle Torah. We know you like lamdas. You know, you're that rabbi who likes lamdas, not as much into halacha l'maisa. Beautiful, yeah? Okay. Open up a Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kuf Vav, Siv Katan Dalet, brings down, and we have it written down over here in the notes in Beis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, B'tfilas musafim b'tzlach kosav d'nashim b'turus. He brings down the tzlach. L'halacha. But then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sefer Mogin Gibayru, the Paskin that you're Mechoyev. That you are Mechoyev, women are Mechoyev and Masa. What's the shot of the Mogin Gibayru? So if you look at the Mogin Gibayru, he brings down the Rosh and the Raivit, that the reason why women are Mechoyev in Masaf is because, according to the Yerushalmi, even by Musaf, they used to daven Shemayna Asrei. They used to actually daven the full 18 brachas by Musaf, not the way we do it. And therefore, said the Magen Gebairim, it's Noivea. Musaf is really Noivea from a regular text of Shemayna Asrei. Although we don't have it today, it doesn't make a difference. But that's where it flows from. And therefore, it's in essence a regular tefillah. And it's not just an act of bringing a carbon musaf, it is also included in rachmi. It's like any other tefillah that women are mechuyev in midday raisa. That is the way the Magen Gevurim says. Beautiful. So you have a big machlokes between the Magen Gevurim and the Tzlach. The Magen Gevurim is going on the Yerushalmi's way of understanding how musaf was originally instituted, the tefillah of musaf, that it had a regular Shemayna Esrei text in it. However, the Tzlach did not learn like that. So al kapanim, we have a machlokes right now. If women are mechuyev tefillah musaf, the Tzlach says no, because the Tzlach says it's a mitzvah that says shazman grama, and the Magen Gevurim is saying yes, because every tefillah is a mitzvah that says shazman grama, and the reason why you're mechuyev is because it's rachmi, it's mercy, and therefore that's why they're mechuyev mashakas mincha ma'ariv. But we said even Shabbos, it's like that. Well, so Shabbos we don't have any specific mercy, but it takes place of a merciful Shemayna Esrei. The Tzlach said musaf has nothing to do with that, but on that comes along the Magen Gevurim and he says, according to the Yerushalmi, it also had a text of Shemayna Esrei. This is the first part, part one of the shir. Beautiful. The man, his name was Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natazon, the Sheol Meshach, and he brings down that he disagrees with the Tzlach. Why? Says the Sheol Meshach, a meridic idea. So Dr. Shalom Meshav like this. We know when it comes to Shabbos Kodesh, are women mechuyev in David? You want to know if your kala, soon to be wife, is she going to be mechuyev in eating a suda on Shabbos?
Yes, why not?
Mechuyev. Why are they? I have a question. Oh. I had to miss the sasesha as ban grama. So, the Gemara already in Brachas Tafchafim at Beis brings down that women are mechuyev in Kiddush Hayom. They're mechuyev in Kiddush. Why are they mechuyev in Kiddush? Mitzvah Tasei Shazman Grama. Why are they mechuyev in Kiddush? Says the Gemara, the reason is because Kol Sheyeshnei B'Shmira Yeshnei B'Shchira. Could women say I could be Mechal Shabbos because it's a Mitzvah Tasei Shazman Grama? No. Kantu Laisa says it could be a great excuse. Doesn't work. Women are mechuyev in mitzvahs. They were makabel the Torah. You know, you think women weren't by Kabbalah Satira? Like, women think Shavuos is a man's yontif. The shtos. Shavuos is...
No, Simchas Torah.
In Simchas Torah, women are not supposed to be happy with the Torah? The only problem is when they try to grab, when they want to dance with the Sefer Torah, that means they're not so happy with the Torah. For whatever reason, that's just the way it goes. But, women are mechuyev in Kiddush. Why? Because they're mechuyev in the Laisa says of Shabbos. Says the Shalomeshev, so then where does Musaf come from? Musaf comes from the fact that it's Yontif. And if the Musaf comes from the fact that it's Yontif, so if they're Mechuyev in the Kedushas Hayoim, or Kedusha Shabbos, so therefore the Mechuyev in the Musaf also. As always, that the Naidim Yehuda. Take a look at the second last paragraph of the second page. He says like this in the middle. Even the Musaf Ba, Bishvil Kedushas Hayoim, and he brings a raya that the Gemara being down in Zvach, the Tzadik Alpha Merbeis, that it's more Kaddish than the Tmidim. That's what the Gemara brings down, Nafkaminas, whatever. So he says, so if so, the halacha should be, if Musaf is coming from the fact that it's coming from Kiddush Hayom, women are Mechuyim and Kiddush Hayom, so they're Mechuyim, the Musafim. I thought he said that's Slap. That's one shot. That's one shot. Again, the Gemara in Zvachim speaks out that Musaf come before, perhaps, you with a Havamina, it come before Tamid, because the Musaf is more Kaddish. Why? Why is it more Kaddish? Because it's Kaddish B'Kedusha Shabbos. It has Shabbos in it also. That's what the Gemara brings down. A Havamina. That maybe Musaf has within it more Kedusha because it had the Kedusha Shabbos in it. So we see Musaf has to do it, your Kedusha Sayyim that comes, that manifests itself with the Karban Musaf, and therefore if women are Mechuyiv in Kedusha Sayyim, so therefore they're Mechuyiv in the Karban Musaf. As I zogt, the Noid of Yehuda, and therefore he wants to say the Shalom Eishav, and therefore he wants to argue with the Noid of Yehuda. He wants to say that no, the halacha is going to be that women are Mechuyiv in Tfilas Musaf. So again, we have Machloikas between the Magen Gevurim and the Tzlach. Tzlach says women are not mechuyev in mitzvah. Mitzvah says she's man garam. Magen Gevurim says no, it's considered like a regular tefillah rachmi. Then comes the Shalom Eishev and says, I don't understand. Mitzvah says she's man garam doesn't work when it comes to a mitzvah say of Shabbos, because the Loisa said that's included in it. So anything that has to do with Kedusha Sayyim, you don't have an exemption of mitzvah say she's man garam. So although you want to say it's a mitzvah saseh, but mitzvah saseh shez man grama is not going to pater women when they do shez hayim, and therefore they will be mechoyev and musaf. This is what the Shalom Eishev says. Comes along the Teres Chayiv, which is the last two lines of the second page, and he says, no, it's a problem. He says, not true. What about Rosh Chodesh? Do we make Kiddush on Rosh Chodesh? No. Chol HaMoed, do we make Kiddush on Chol HaMoed? No. So he says, let's say when the day did no Kiddush. So it's not a Kedusha Yom, that's coming from Shabbos. That's number one. Number two, he says, you're attaching two different things. Aryeh, as you said before, the Gemara says in Brachas, you want to know why women are Mechuyiv and Kiddush? It's because Zachar v'Shomer, B'dibur Echanemru. So therefore, anything that's in Shomer, which is in the Loisa, says are included in the Zachar. But anything that doesn't have to do with Zachar and Shomer, doesn't have to do with it. And therefore, Musafim don't have to do with it. Says the Teres Chaim. He writes, Masha Enkein, third line, B'dvar Macherim Shein Chiyuvim Shem Kedusha Shabbos Sheinim Nilmadim Mizachar Einim Echla HaHekesh of Zachar HaShomer. In the third page, third line, it's not included in the Hekesh of Zachar HaShomer. So therefore, women are not.
It's a separate act.
You want to say you have Kedusha Shabbos in it, but it's not included in the Zachar HaShomer manifesto, and therefore, for that reason, women will not be mechuyev because of, they're not going to be mechuyev because of this idea of the Shalom Eishev.
The Teres Chaim
is arguing on the point of the Shalom Eishev that they'll be mechuyev, even though it's a mitzvah saseh shez man grama, because of Kedusha Sayyam. He could still hold of the Magen Gevurim shah. Magen Gevurim is saying, you may be right that it's a mitzvah to say shez man grama, but tefillah is also, and the Gemara says, because it's rachmi or mechoyev. So therefore, Musaf is also rachmi, because the Yerushalmi said that when they would say the Shemayin Esrei of Musaf, they would have the brachos in it. That's what the Magen Gevurim held.
Aren't women just chayiv to daven once a day anyway, like because of shachris, and then like they're not chayiv to Musaf.
That's true, but maybe Musafim is its own tefillah. That's what the shaila is. Musafim is its own zach. It's a karba musaf type of thing. So it's a different thing.
It's an extra thing.
It's an extra thing that they would be mechuyev. Another reason why perhaps you could be pater. Another reason why you could perhaps pater is because when we look at the tzibur, now this is a dakastik and the kuda. When you look at the tzibur, how do you understand the chiv of the tzibur? Musaf is a carbon tzibur. Now, women are part of the tzibur, this is true. But do they have yuvei tzibur? Do they have a requirement of the tzibur?
Like a carbon pesach?
No. Do they have chiyuvei tzibur?
Sometimes he has something too.
The lady might be bechlal, the tzibur, and women are mechuyev in building the Beis HaMikdash, right? Yeah, you don't see them, but...
Strictly speaking, they weren't giving
enough
to Hashem. People do give.
Okay, we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to that. So when you have something that the Chayva Sibur, does something that the Chayva Sibur have in it, does it work with Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gram? You have a Sibur, a Chiva of a Sibur. Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gram, it's incumbent on a person. So over there you could say Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gram. However, the Achroinim want to know, will we say that when it comes to something that the Chayvat Sibur?
On the Sibur, it's on everybody.
It's on everybody, that's right. When something's on any, when something's on everybody, so then perhaps it doesn't make a difference. Mitzvah Seish says Man Grama is on something that's on a Yoch. But something on a Tzibur, you can't potter women on that. It's a Tziburi Chiv.
They're part of the
tzibur. So therefore, who says that Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama will be able to exclude that? On a yachid, maybe it will, not maybe it will, but something that's a chiv on a tzibur and not on every single person, then perhaps we'll say that the tour of Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama won't apply. That's another svar that the Achreinim gives. Okay? Another reason why to go ahead and push away the tzibur. Okay. Now, what Sandy said was, wait one second. You're talking about maybe women are potter because it's Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. Let's talk about a different reason why women are potter. Did women give the Machzis HaShekel? What? We're talking about women are part of the Tzibur. Okay, yeah, women are part of the Tzibur. Achiyav Tzibur. They're Achiyav Tzibur. But were they Mechoyev in giving the Machzis HaShekel or not? And what brought the Karbonos? The Machzis HaShekel comes along Rav Kiva Eger. You see, there's a sefer called Yeruch Lamayadim. It's by Meshtenda. It's a black sefer. If you could bring it. Rav Kiva Eger brings down, and I saw this brought down from Rabbi Yerucham Olshin, in the sefer Yeruch Lamayadim. He brings down in two places another reason why women will be potter in Musaf. He brings it from the Tshuvas B'Samim Reish. Now, the Tshuvas B'Samim Reish, people attributed it to the Rosh. However, we know today that it's not the case. However, it's very accepted. And Rav Kiva Eger says that Ayin, the Tshuvas B'Samim Reish, it's not Ayin, by the way, it's Ayin, that women are potter from Musaf. Why? Because it's to remember the Karbonis. Well, ladies, women, don't give Shkalim. So they don't have a chela of karbonis. Then Rabbi Kiva Eger ends off. The Lamai said they're the minigas to daven and everything, and therefore they are machayiv themselves to daven. This is what the Rabbi Kiva Eger brings down. The B'samim Reish, very early, right? We think maybe he's a Rishon. He writes the Noshim. He brings down the B'samim Reish. The words of the B'samim Reish are. Beautiful. So we see, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, another reason why it's a potter, not just because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grom like the slav, because they don't have shaychas of the karbonos tzibur because they're not giving shkalim. Now, I have a question for you. Who else didn't give shkalim?
Below 20.
The Levium. Kind of Levium.
20
to 16. Over 16. Brett the Amudei R. He says, I have a problem. The Mishnah Shkolim brings down that Kehanim and Levim were not Mechayiv to bring Shkolim. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Kol Ha'ivar Al Pekudim. They weren't counted, Shevet Levi, the same way Klal Yisrael was counted. So therefore, Kehanim and Levim shouldn't be Mechayiv in Musaf. if women are not mechuyevim musaf because they don't bring a machzus shekel, so then kohanim levim, you're not a levi. You wish you were now.
Weren't you a levi? Huh?
The levim should be potter musaf.
Big problem. You have a project from the office.
No. Not only that, Abu the R asks that the Gemara and Sukkah bring down an on Gimel Amid Aleph that Rabbi Shub and Hanani would say that when it came to the Simchas Beis HaShieva, which Shailim would be singing a different level, right? The Lashon of the Gemara is Loi Reinu. This is the end of the third page, last line. Loi Reinu Sheina Beinenu. We wouldn't say the Gemara bring down. We didn't sleep in our eyes. Listen to this. This is who said this. Who's talking? Rabbi Yishuv ben Hanani. Ketzad says the Gemara, fourth page, Sharishayna Tamishal Shachar. Misham Letfila. Misham Lekarim Musaf. Misham Letfila Samusafim. Misham Lebeis Medrash. Up the whole night. Then Tamid. Then Tfila. Then Karim Musaf. Then Tfilas Hamusafim. And then to the base medrash. So the lashon of Rabbi Shua ben Hananya is over the year to tefillah samusafim, that the kehanim levim were called Rabbi Shua ben Hananya were the levi. So what do we see over here? That the levim themselves said the musaf. So it's just a raya to the question. We all know that kehanim and levim are mechuyev. So what's the pshat in this that the Besamim Reish is saying? Besamim Reish are saying that women didn't give shkol. Levim, Kehanim weren't mechuyev to give shkolim. They didn't give shkolim. And if they didn't get shkolim, and women are potter because you don't give shkolim, so then Kehanim levim wouldn't give shkolim. Hold on a second. Hold on. Another question that Ramesha Brownstein Shlita asked, and this question is asked from the Torah Tumim. Says the Torah Tumim, it's the fourth paragraph on the page. He says, according to the Paiskim, now, we have to know the third paragraph. The Mishnah Shkolim, says that women are potter in Shkolim and Ketanim. Now, the Machlokes Rishonim, what does Ketanim mean? You would say, well, Ketanim, anybody under 13, right? No, not the Rav. The Rambam says like you. But the Chinuch and the Rav says less than 20. Yeah. Because Kol Averal Pekudim, they were 20 years old, they were counted. So
still 60 also, right?
Well, yeah, according to that, till 60. The Ramah bring down Tafrei Tzadi Dalit, Sif Aleph. Yesh Aymrim, Shesh Litin Kaidim Purim, Maxis Men Matbeak, Vua Baisim Makum Baisim Manzeko Makhil Shakar, Shekel. Vein Chayiv Litnei Rak Mishu Humi Ben Esrim Ulamala. The Ramah brings down the sheet of the Rav that if you're under 20, you're not Mechayiv. If you're under 20, you're not Mechayiv. Because the Mishnah says the katan is not mechuyev. What does the katan mean? Under 20, even though that's not the pasha taitz of the katan. Oh. And so we have a machlok. Now the Magen Avraham, brings down that that's only according to the Rav. The Magen Avraham says, but according to the Rambam and according to Rashi, the Magen Avraham says that you will be mechuyev from 13 years old. Okay, so we have a big machlokes. Says the Torah Tumima. I don't understand. According to this, according to the Rambam, according to the Shita Sarav, that under 20, you're not mechuyev. So then a kid, bar mitzvah, I shouldn't be teaching the kids the nusach of musach. Like the Olam knows, by the way. Shkalim is for the carbon musach. Right? That's why there's yitrus by musach. This is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Shkalim is for Karbon Musafim. The same way, Parshas HaChodesh, right? Parshas HaChodesh. So when we're talking about Karbonos, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, that's why you're Yoytris by Musaf. Now, people who daven Ashkenaz don't say Yoytris by Shachlis. But the minhag of Klal Yisrael is that you say Yoytris by Musaf when you're Yoytris by Musaf, Parshas Kol and Parshas HaChodesh. Now, you might think to yourself, oh, that sounds so long. If you look at it, it's very, very short. It's like, it's not very, very long. Lakewood, what they do is, they say it by Shacharis, but they say it after everything. Okay, so fine. Somebody doesn't want to say it by Shacharis. No, fine. But Musaf, that's really because, speaking about the Karba Musaf. So, Mirt Hashem, yes, we will have, yeah, it's just, Andy is a special Musaf from Aryeh. And yeah, it's very simple. I told. Oh, okay. Okay, call it a different word, Sandy. Fine. You got me on the grammatical words. It's not called Yitzchus. Okay, fine. Fine, fine, fine. Anyway, so comes along the Teret Mima, and the Teret Mima says that this is a Davar Chiddush Nifla Me'oid V'tzorachi in Rav, and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, you know which yeshiva is named after Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan? That's right. Reads. Rabbi Isaac Elchanan Theological Seminary. Before Rabbi Dr. Bernard Revel opened up it in the more of a modern fashion. It used to be Rabbi Yitzchak, or she was Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, and he was the Rav of Kovna, and he was a Adam Gadol Adma'id, and the yeshiva was made to be a regular yeshiva, Shalit Vishy Yeshiva. But Rabbi Revel, Rabbi Dr. Revel, he felt that in order to be able to have Judaism in America, because they had Nebuch, terrible, the Solomon Schechter school, which he was an apikorist. He held the Torah wasn't min hashemayim. He said the Torah was made up. Dr. Schechter said Torah was made up along the years by people in order to be able to have a good society. He did not believe in Torah min hashemayim. And he was part of the conservative movement. He was the leader of the conservative seminary, which a lot of rabbanim sent their kids to the conservative seminary because they wanted their kids to become rabbis. So Rabbi Revel, he said that we can't just have a regular yeshiva of matzav. It's not going to work. You need something to counteract that. So what did he do? He made a thing that you could have professional from erlocha, doctors, lawyers, professionals. He had a point. A lot of people didn't like it for two ways. Number one, he was either not from enough. The yeshiva, the people that came to America were Moshe Nefesh, the Lithuania Rashi Yeshiva, and the few small people were like you can't do this. And the others were like, you're too from. So he had a lot of slack. But it was first named after Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. So he asked the same Shaila in his Shaila Yeshivas Bar Yitzchak. This is what he asked. No? What are you going to say? Is Taka very, very strong? It's a very, very strong question. So what are you going to have to say? You're going to have to say something along the lines that although you're not mechuyev in the shkolim, but you're still somehow considered a chelik of the tzibur. If you want to get away from it, if you want to get away from this question, you want to know if today I wouldn't put up a kid under bar mitzvah right now, under 20, for the amen. Now that I hear this, the velt isn't mekabel this. Although it's a good question, we have to ask ourselves another question also. If you're not mechuyev in something, you're allowed to make a bracha on it? Yeah, really? Really? Are you allowed to say v'tzivanu? Baruch Hashem akedem achol mashak l'shana v'tzivanu? Chinuch. What about women? Women are just allowed to say the bracha of v'tzivanu. You commanded us on a mitzvah. I love mitzvah to say shazman grama shayfer. Lady allowed to say a bracha?
A woman puts on tefillin to say bracha.
So we're going to have to see.
Wow.
Musafim, we'll see in a moment. Comes along the Amud Ar, and the last thing of this page, and four lines from the bottom, last paragraph, he says like this, the Amud Ar. He says, Be'emes nira lafiyan yestaiti. The afogav that shenoshim lahir yushaiklis, even though women didn't give shkolim, mekomakim eskaprim hayu b'chol karbonet tzibur. They're part of the tzibur.
Like the Sierra Azazel.
They're chelik with a tzibur. And Abu Yar said exactly like the way I was saying. All the avoiders on your kippur, women weren't part of that. They didn't give shkolim, so they're not part of that. They may not be chelik to go ahead and give the donations, but are they not part of the tzibur? And he says in the last line over here, Uvehed yamrin b'shvuas, b'sar p'nim yishchap ra'al tumas b'ktoshuk t'ashok, d'chsev uchol chatasam. And the Gemara asked the question on that next page, Ema Yoled, that's maybe it's coming for Yoled, it's Matcha Kora Lahachi. We see over here that the Gemara understands that the Karbonis of Yom Kippur are coming for men and women as well. So therefore, says the Amud Ar, that you're right, perhaps they're not Mechuyev in the Shkolim, but still, they're a Chelek of the Tzibur. they're still a chelik of the tzibur. This is what Amudi Or wants to say. Unlike who argued with him? The B'samim Reish and Rav Kiva Eger. Rav Kiva Eger and the B'samim Reish say, women are not. So this is what Amudi Or wants to say. Just because you're not mechuyev to give the shkolim doesn't mean you're not a chelik of the tzibur. So you could say that answer is Nashim, that answer is Kehanim, that answer is Levim, because they are a chelik of the tzibur. That's one shot. No? What do you say? Do I like the pshat so far? Or not?
Nice.
It's nice pshat. So let's wrap up what we have over here for now, because I don't like this pshat so much.
Why?
Rabbi Kiva Eger wasn't a dummy.
So
Rabbi Kiva Eger brought up some rush. So you could say like this, Levium, they may not be mechoyev to give shkalim, but let's say there was no money in that account. Did you have a right to ask the Levium for money? Yeah, maybe they're not mechoyev to give the shkalim. They're not part of the counting, but are you able to get money from them? So Rabbi Rucham Olshan brings down that the big chilek between Kehanim Levium and Noshim and Ketanim. Kehanim Levium, Avada, they may not be mechuyev in the shkolim, but you could go ahead and get money from them when needed. Whereas women and Ketanim, you don't. We're trying to answer. Amudiyar is saying a beautiful idea. He's saying that you want to say they're not mechuyev in shkolim? Say they're not mechuyev in shkolim. Okay, this is not answering the tzlach. The tzlach is the one who's saying that it's a mitzvah seishas man grama and women are potter. That's the end of the story. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. End of story. Came along the B'samim Reish and gave a new svara that women don't give shkolim. On that, we had a kasha. What about Kehanim? What about Levium? What about Ketanim? On that comes along the Amudi Or and says, just because you don't give shkolim doesn't mean you're not mechuyev, you're not a chelik of the tzibur. Comes along Rabbi Rucham Olshan and says, don't think Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't chap this. Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that the var is that to be part of the tzibur means that we're able to go ahead and get you to donate. You may not have a chiv nesina, but if you give, we'll accept it from you. We'll ask you for it.
From women, you won't accept.
So he says that from women, you won't.
We can ask from Kohanim Levim, but not from women.
Yeah,
that's what he wants to say. That's what he wants to say. He brings this from Menachem Zemba as well. This same part. He wants to say something like that. But we have to end off with the question, and we'll end off with the question. And Hashem on Shabbos Kodesh, we'll continue with it. The question is like this: are women allowed to give brach? Say a brach. Still, you could say still. Again, we're going to still hold that women anyway. They should take care of the kids. They're allowed to come to shul, but avada, the main thing is for them to take care of the kids. Question is: if women are not mechuyev, in mitzvahs, are they allowed to make the brachu or not? Are they allowed to make the brachu or not? No?
My focus is Rambam.
So it's Machlokes Rishonim. So are they allowed to make brachas? Are they allowed to make the bracha of the Shemayna Esrei? This that women, some shitas of the Rishonim, that because they can't say Vitzivanu because they're potter,
Rambam.
Does that mean the Rambam? Does that mean that they can't make the brachas of Shemayna Esrei if they're not mechuyev? Is it the bracha of the tzivanu or stam is like any bracha they're not able to make if they're not mechuyev in it? And therefore, not only are women not mechuyev to make it, maybe they're not allowed to make it. Do you know what says you're not allowed? Kacham avad din yabiyo
ima. I think Mar said bracha.
Only on regular davening, but not when it comes to karbonis musaf.
But they can't.
So we're going to have to stop over here because we're going to have to see, and you're going to have to see the Shaila Shuvas Igris Moshe. What about the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah? Women can daven Musaf on Rosh Hashanah? Wow, that would be amazing. Don't come to Shul, ladies. No! You can't daven Musaf if you're Sephardi. We'll have to go a little bit more into that Machlokes Rishonim, that if women, we who are Ashkenazim say that women could say Vitzivanu, they could say Brachot. But if you're Sephardi, don't come to Shul. No Musaf. Yeah? Really?
Stay home with the kids.
Stand with the kids. That is a mind-boggling chiddush, and we're going to have to, Amit Hashem, continue on Shabbos. We're not going to wait till next week because I'm too excited. So we got through half of this.
What time Shabbos?
What time Shabbos is this year?
4:30.
Probably 4:30. But Rabbi said you should come. It's Kedai. It's going to be. It's probably going to be around 4:30, 4:35. Kedai to come. We want to be able to finish it. So we need every moment. So I know Baruch Hashem is late enough. Amit Hashem, you can have your sleep. And you should come, Amit Hashem, we could be able to finish this Meir Zikah Sugya. I know, Oren, you're going to have to use a lot of brain power and shadow to remember this. Everybody for coming, really, really much appreciated. Shkoyach Zavul for sponsoring it in honor of the Chashiv Chassin and Aryeh. The Chasna should be Meshatev with Slachas. The Eifrim should be Amit Hashem. You should go ahead and pelt them with a lot of zach, and just make sure I'm not there, so I shouldn't be hit like this past week. Rather good, I can still be able to have a visit. Never the Nechavis of Mansilkoi, the Yazatar of the Yadir.